This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Today, we're diving into a critical topic. Communication skills in K-12 education. It's not just about speaking clearly, it's about building future-ready students.
Absolutely. Communication is the bedrock of success, both in academics and future careers. It's more than just talking. It's about connecting.
So why is it that communication skills are often overlooked in the curriculum?
I think sometimes we assume students will just pick it up, but intentional instruction makes a huge difference. It's about equipping them with tools they can use in any situation.
Exactly. And this article highlights some really practical strategies for doing just that. Let's unpack some of those, shall we? The article emphasizes that communication is at the heart of learning. Can you elaborate on why this is so crucial?
Communication is how students demonstrate their understanding, collaborate with peers, and advocate for their needs. It's the vehicle through which learning happens. Without strong communication skills, students struggle to fully engage with the material and with each other.
It's interesting how the article connects communication skills with other career readiness skills like critical thinking and curiosity. How do these skills intertwine?
They're all interconnected. Critical thinking allows students to analyze information and form their own ideas, while curiosity drives them to ask questions and explore different perspectives. Communication is the tool they use to articulate their thoughts, share their discoveries, and engage in meaningful dialogue.
The article outlines several key communication skills that students should develop, such as explaining their thinking, adjusting their message for different audiences, and active listening. Let's start with explaining their thinking. Why is this so important?
Being able to articulate your thoughts clearly and support them with evidence is fundamental to academic success. It's about demonstrating understanding and making your reasoning transparent to others. This skill is essential for everything from writing essays to participating in class discussions.
And what about adjusting their tone and message based on their audience?
That's about understanding your audience and tailoring your communication to resonate with them. It involves considering their background, knowledge level, and perspective, and then adapting your language, tone, and style accordingly. This is a crucial skill for effective communication in any context, whether it's presenting to a group of peers or writing a letter to a potential employer.
The article also mentions active listening. What does that entail and why is it so vital?
Active listening is more than just hearing the words someone is saying. It's about fully focusing on the speaker, paying attention to their verbal and nonverbal cues, and responding in a way that shows you understand their message. It's a skill that builds trust, fosters empathy, and promotes effective collaboration.
The article suggests using turn-in talks to build confidence and clarity. How does the strategy work in practice?
Turn-in talks provide a low-stakes opportunity for students to practice their ideas with a partner before sharing them with the whole class. It gives them a chance to clarify their thinking, rehearse their responses, and build confidence in their ability to communicate effectively.
What kind of prompts or questions can teachers use to facilitate these turn-in talks?
The article suggests prompts like, "What's one thing you noticed?" or "How would you explain this in your own words?" These types of questions encourage students to reflect on the material, synthesize their understanding, and articulate their thoughts in a clear and concise manner.
The article also emphasizes the importance of adding purpose and audience to writing tasks. Why is this so crucial?
Writing for different audiences helps students understand that communication is not a one-size-fits-all endeavor. It requires them to consider the needs, interests, and expectations of their readers and to tailor their writing accordingly.
Can you give some examples of how teachers can incorporate this strategy into their classrooms?
The article suggests having students write letters to school leaders, thank you notes to community helpers, or posters that explain a local challenge to younger students. These types of tasks provide authentic opportunities for students to practice writing for different audiences and purposes.
The article provides some specific strategies for teaching active listening, such as observing videos and practicing with sentence stems. Let's start with the video observation. What should students be looking for?
Students should be paying attention to how the listener shows they are listening, what helps the listener stay focused, and what makes communication easier or harder. This type of observation helps them develop a deeper understanding of the components of active listening.
And what about the sentence stems? How can those be used to promote active listening?
Sentence stems like, "What I hear you saying is," or "I'd like to build on that idea," provide students with a framework for responding to others in a way that shows they are actively listening and engaging with the speaker's message.
The article encourages visual communication through creative formats. Why is it important for students to express their ideas beyond just writing or speaking?
Visual communication allows students to tap into different modes of expression and to communicate their ideas in a way that is engaging, memorable, and accessible to a wider audience. It also helps them develop their creativity, critical thinking, and problem-solving skills.
What are some examples of visual communication projects that students can undertake?
The article suggests designing a poster for a community event, drawing a comic strip to explain a concept, or recording a short video reflection. These types of projects allow students to explore different visual mediums and to communicate their ideas in a way that is both creative and effective.
The article highlights a real-world example of students giving their own TED-style talks. What impact did this project have on their communication skills?
The TED Talk project provided students with an authentic opportunity to practice public speaking, visual communication, and message design. It also gave them a chance to research a topic they were passionate about, craft a compelling narrative, and share their ideas with a wider audience.
And what about the impact on their confidence?
The article notes that the project gave students a deeper belief in their ability to express themselves and influence others. This is a powerful outcome, as it demonstrates the transformative potential of communication education.
The article addresses some frequently asked questions, including strategies for shy or reluctant speakers. What are some effective approaches for these students?
The article suggests starting with low-stakes opportunities like turn-in talks or small group discussions before moving to whole class sharing. It also recommends providing sentence stems and allowing students to prepare their thoughts in advance.
And what about celebrating small steps and consistently inviting students to contribute without forcing participation?
That's crucial. It's about creating a supportive and inclusive classroom environment where all students feel comfortable taking risks and sharing their ideas, regardless of their level of confidence.
How can teachers integrate communication skills across different subjects rather than treating it as a separate skill?
The article suggests looking for natural integration points, such as science discussions about observations, math explanations of problem-solving strategies, and social studies debates about topics in history, government, and economics.
So it's about finding opportunities to apply communication skills in the context of the subject matter?
Exactly. It's about making communication an integral part of the learning process, rather than an add-on or an afterthought.
The article also addresses how to handle disagreements during discussions. What are some key strategies for managing conflict in the classroom?
The article emphasizes the importance of modeling how to focus on ideas rather than personalities and establishing clear norms about respectful dialogue. It also suggests teaching students to disagree respectfully using phrases like, "I see it differently because."
And what about incorporating activities that strengthen the global competency of valuing differences?
That's a great way to promote empathy, understanding, and respect for diverse perspectives. It helps students see disagreements as opportunities for learning and growth, rather than as threats to their own beliefs.
How can teachers effectively assess communication skills?
The article suggests using communication rubrics that focus on specific, observable behaviors like eye contact, voice clarity, and active listening. It also recommends combining teacher observations with peer assessment and student self-reflection to create a comprehensive picture of growth over time.
So it's about using a variety of assessment methods to get a holistic view of students' communication abilities?
Absolutely. It's about moving beyond traditional tests and quizzes to assess the skills and behaviors that truly matter in real-world communication situations.
This has been incredibly insightful. It's clear that teaching communication skills is not just about preparing students for careers, but about empowering them to become effective learners, collaborators, and citizens.
Exactly. Communication is the key to unlocking their potential and helping them thrive in a complex and interconnected world.
Thank you for this great discussion.